From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. In Louisville, Kentucky, on September 23rd, Attorney General Daniel Cameron announced no charges for the killing of the sleeping Breonna Taylor by Louisville police. Instead, one officer was charged because he shot at nearby property, indicted for, and I quote, wanton endangerment, end quote, while the officers who did kill Taylor got no charges. This set off protests across the country, and two police officers were shot in Louisville while a car plowed into protesters in Buffalo. The Louisville news broke as protesters in Schenectady heard Supreme Court Justice Mark Powers delay the public release of the personal records of Officer Brian Palmer. He is the police officer recorded with his knee on the neck of Yogeshwar Gangdeprasad during what activists say was an unfounded and unnecessary arrest earlier this summer. Powers gave the Schenectady Police Benevolent Association more time to react to a brief filed by the city and said he will review the filings on October 13th. Meanwhile, in Ulster County, the Ulster County Justice and Reform Commission met publicly for the second time and announced it is working on ending mass incarceration, increasing police accountability, addressing systematic racial bias, and healing divisions between law enforcement agencies and the communities they serve. That healing may be difficult, as Ulster County District Attorney David Clegg says a few people have been harassing or stalking off-duty police officers or their families. Clegg said September 22nd, and I quote, "There have been four incidents of off-duty police and their families being targeted, surveilled, and on one occasion victimized by criminal mischief." Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. On September 23rd, union spokeswoman Mindy Berman said Columbia Memorial Health has extended to November 30th its contract with employees represented by the 1199 Service Employees International Union as negotiations continue. Berman said all 12 members of the 1199 SEIU negotiating committee representing 800 employees attended talks September 22nd as more than 80 employees appeared in person at the Hudson Consolidated Firehouse and more than 25 attended via conference call. The negotiating session lasted 6 hours. The next session is scheduled for September 30th, also at the firehouse. Represented employees congregated outside the firehouse during the negotiations. Jim Patrick, a retired CMH X-ray technologist and member of the bargaining committee, is now a per diem employee. Patrick said of the hospital's changing work environment, and I quote, "the stress level have really gone up," end quote. Danielle Downs, a patient care assistant, held a sign outside the firehouse with the words, and I quote, "more than praise, we need a raise," end quote. Her point of view was based on her own experience and all that she has witnessed from coworkers. She said, and I quote, "I work a lot of overtime to make ends meet, and a lot of my coworkers have second and third jobs," end quote. Also outside the firehouse, nurses signed a petition to protect their sick days, holidays, and vacation days instead of moving to a paid time off policy. Berman said hospital and union representatives had a good discussion on how to address recruitment and staff retention. She said, and I quote, "we know there is a lot of work to be done, but the members felt we were moving in a good direction, although disappointed that the 0% raise is still on the table," end quote. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The vacant Friar Tuck Inn, located on State Route 32 in Catskill, has been sold for $5.8 million. The transaction took place in March and transferred ownership to NY32 Realty Group Incorporated, with Alina Fu named as the primary owner. Saborino Company's Director of Business Development and Finance, Thomas Zadwatsky, said the Mindfulness Resort will feature about 400 rooms and amenities such as fishing, hunting, canoeing, horseback riding, and ice skating, and possibly a water park as well on 200 acres of land. Buffalo-based Saborino will serve as project manager. Details of the acquisition were released September 23rd. Zadwoski said the price tag for the acquisition and development of the parcel will total $60 to $100 million. Phase 1 is opening in March with 100 available rooms. Greene County Industrial Development Agency Executive Director Renee Van Schack is optimistic about the new project. Van Schack said, and I quote, "It's been purchased by a new investor group. Myself and Warren Hart met with them once. They are in the process of putting together a strategy for the redevelopment of the resort," end quote, is the director of the Greene County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning Department. The Friar Tuck Inn was opened in the early 1970s by New York City restaurant owner Salvatore Rick Corradi, who died in 2010, as the hotel and resort was going through a painful bankruptcy proceeding. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Woodstock Town Board has appointed Deputy Clerk Michelle Stewart as the town marriage officer to help manage the increased demand for marriage licenses as well as to officiate over civil ceremonies. Stewart said September 22nd, Woodstock has one of the few clerk's offices statewide that has continued to issue marriage licenses during the COVID-19 pandemic. She said, and I quote, "New York City has stopped issuing licenses in person through the end of the year. This has caused a large influx in our office with people coming from Long Island, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Westchester," end quote. Woodstock Supervisor Bill McKenna said the town has become a, and I quote, "destination for people who want marriage licenses because they know they can get them here and nowhere else," end quote. Stewart said her office has issued 52 marriage licenses so far this year, compared to an average of 40 a year over the past 3 years. Stewart is happy with her new assignment. She said, and I quote, "A lot of people said I have the personality to do it, and I'm also like a lost romantic. I just think I could bring something special to these couples' ceremonies," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.